in the Gospel of John, chapter 18, we take notice that Jesus is in a garden. But we also take notice of the characters that are involved. There's Jesus with his band of disciples, and then there's Judas with religious leaders and Jewish officers and Roman soldiers with torches and weapons. Two different types of police, if you will. John doesn't tell us the number of soldiers, but he calls them a band or a cohort. And a cohort could be as much as 1,000 soldiers, but sometimes as little as 200 men. But what's not an option is to think that this was just a small crowd. The Gospel of Matthew says it was a great crowd carrying swords and clubs. So there you have Team Jesus with his band of fishermen and Team Judas with his band of fighters. This appears on the surface to be an unequally matched, unimpressive lineup card for a fight. But this is a showdown of power and control. Judas, who left the upper room and the light of the world to go into the darkness and be led by man's weak and temporal lanterns, would that light prove effective in diminishing the light of the world? This is the showdown here. So take notice who initiates the action, who throws the first punch, if you will. John tells us that Jesus is the one who steps forward and starts asking the questions. He's the one on the offense. Jesus asks the officers, "Whom do you seek?" And they answer, "Jesus of Nazareth." And then Jesus says, "I am." Now, right after this statement, notice what the text makes clear to us. It tells us that Judas, the betrayer, was standing with them, the officers and the Roman soldiers and the chief priests and the Pharisees, so that we might know whose side Judas is on, and also that what happens next happened to Judas as well. When Jesus said, "I am," everyone else drew back and fell to the ground. In this showdown of power, where it looks like Judas and the religious leaders and the soldiers have the upper hand in quantity and in weaponry, Jesus shows them that he can overtake them with just the utterances of who he is. In that moment, the entire cast in the garden was put on notice as to who was in charge and who would be running the show. When Jesus opened his mouth, it was as if part of Jesus' veiled glory was unleashed and burst through, and the soldiers carrying their weapons and the religious leaders carrying their pride and Judas carrying his greed were rendered powerless. The statement probably didn't mean much to the Roman soldiers, but the temple police and the religious leaders, they knew exactly what Jesus was saying. Jesus was taking the divine name of Yahweh upon his lips and claiming that he was Yahweh. And this was not something new. John's been showing us that this was Jesus' continual statement. The title of "I am" is a declaration of authority and power and supremacy. And so we see Jesus is the one in control here. When you pray today, please remember Jeremy Hambrice and his family, our missionaries in Papua New Guinea. And also remember the Vietnamese Life Word broadcast that's heard in Vietnam.